for stopping by and joining us here, and have a great time over there with the Solheim Cup, and best of luck with all the brand new equipment from Titleist.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
All right, thanks, Trent. Trent Cressy, the Iowa Titleist representative, joining us here on the Caddy Smack program on the Gym Class on KGYM here at 3:38. Congratulations going out to Victor in Cedar Rapids, by the way. He picked up our Dr. Pepper prize pack today. We'll take a short break, come back, and talk golf with you. And we'll do it after this here on KGYM.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-342-4000. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-342-4301 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-342-4301 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-342-4301.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Back with you on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. It is brought to you by Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, also by the St. Andrews Golf Club in Cedar Rapids, as well as Amana Colonies Golf Club down in Amana. And big thanks to them for helping us out throughout the year. Hope you enjoyed the PGA last weekend on the radio here on KGYM. Justin Thomas getting the win, his first major, and just another great young player.
That? Who predicted that last week?
Let's see.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Eight out of the last nine major winners are first-time major winners. I mean, it's been impossible.
Right. Great. That's that just shows you how much parity is in golf and how good it is right now.
Yeah, really is. If you have a question for Brian, love to hear from you out there. We got one already in the queue here, 319-366-1600 is our last program of the year. So if you've been holding on to something, if something has reared its ugly head,
let it out.
Yeah, you have to face your fears.
Face your fears and let us know at 319-366-1600.
0190 for you, Brian. Is there a general rule of thumb for adjusting the loft on a driver? Does higher loft mean more draw or fade? Does swing speed matter for higher or lower loft?
Good question.
Or is it more of a preference?
It's how you get your club to impact. So I have players with high ball speed or club head speed that need more loft. They're at that 10-degree world. And then I have players that with high speed that need low loft. I'm one of those. I wouldn't call myself a high-speed player by any means, but it's not slow. And I'm at 8.5. So it depends how you get to impact. I swing up at it 4 to 5 degrees at times. And the players that swing down at it sometimes need a little more loft in order to get the ball to launch up. So it's really how you impact the ball. So loft can also affect how the ball moves in the air. If you have too much loft and you've overdone it, sometimes that can act as a closed face. And will make your ball go a little bit left. And the same thing for not enough loft. Sometimes that's hard to get the face closed enough for that ball to come back and you'll lose it to the right. So it really depends how you get to impact as to how much loft you need. So that's a great spot for your local golf professional to take a look at your ball flight Optimum flight height off the launch angle is we'll call it 14 for the average player. If you're playing kind of a green, lush golf course, if you're playing a firm and fast golf course, you can launch a little bit lower. Like the tour players launch it between 9 and 11 degrees. So they're typically playing firm and fast golf courses. Mm.
Interesting about that, because I read Vijay Singh, who made the cut at the PGA, chipped in on his 36th hole to make it. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And had trouble with his driver. Thought he was hitting it wayward and too low. He actually took and was moving his tee closer to the ground. Got and found he was hitting it higher. So
he's hitting down at it.
Exactly.
Right, so he'll climb the face a little bit more. He created loft by swinging down at it. That will also make the ball spinnier. And so then he
won't roll out as much.
It won't roll out as much, right? But he may have gained control by gaining spin.
Exactly. That's what he said.
Yep. So that's what he did. So he had to swing down at it a little bit to gain some spin, because sometimes spin is your friend and sometimes spin is not.
More questions.
Another question, 3153. So what's the difference, Brian, between Pro V balls and NXT Velocity balls?
Yeah. So when you get to the Velocity ball is a low spin ball. It's going to keep going. So if you truly are just looking for distance, that velocity ball is going to keep going. The hard part about the velocity ball is when you get into those shorter shots and you're trying to get up and down and maybe you short-sighted yourself over a bunker to a tight pin, that ball is not going to stop so well. It's built to go a long way, and it says so on the box. And
that big a difference, huh?
There's a big difference, yeah. So then when you get into the NXT Tour balls, whether you go with the soft or the regular one, that's just a sound and a feel thing. The two balls are really identical to each other for the most part. It's more of a feel of which one you like in the NXTs. Those off of a full swing, so relatively a full shot, they're going to work just like a Pro V. They spin the same. They're built very similarly. The difference is their cover. The cover is a Sirlin cover as opposed to the softer cover that's on the Pro Vs. And so every shot that you hit, for most part, it's say 3/4 to full, those will stop very similar to a Pro V. So I like to call that a good workman's golf ball. If I had to buy golf balls, they'd give me my golf ball. So that's, I'm spoiled. I would play an NXT Tour.
Mm.
And because it is built very similar to a Pro V, the insides are very similar. The difference is the Sirlin cover, so it costs less.
That's what I use.
Yeah, and then your Pro V is your premium ball. So when you short side yourself, I don't care if you're a tour player or a regular player, you have a chance at stopping that ball.
2235 wants to know if you do lessons, and I think the three of us know the answer to
yes,
that.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yeah, I stopped teaching a long time ago. Yes, definitely.
And he's very good at it.
Yes, very much so. Give him a call. Give him a call down at Blue Top Ridge. PGA was last weekend. Justin Thomas got the win. Several things. First of all, great golf course.
Yeah.
That was the way a major should be. About 7-8 under par.
Those last three holes.
Oh,
my goodness.
They are tough. But it's just, you were penalized if you hit a bad shot. If you hit a good drive, it wasn't a pitch and a putt.
Right.
And it was just really... really a good major, I thought anyway.
Right. I didn't get to watch a lot of it. I was working, but it was exciting and good, and I get excited when a titleless guy wins anyway. But it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
coming down at the end though, how many were in the hunt there in the back nine on Sunday?
There was a four-way tie for the lead with a couple hours to go.
And a couple not far behind that, really. So it was,
tide changed with that ball hanging on the lip. For ever.
Now,
with Justin Thomas.
Now, how does John Rahm hit that backhanded shot?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's talk about that first. The John Rahm backhand.
Yeah.
That is, don't try this at home, kids. Unless you
have to practice it. Yeah. And you think about the hours spent. And I think we all know that they practice a lot. And they look at it as an 8-hour job, 8-hour day job. And so they're out there working on that stuff. And at times they do practice those types of shots. And I know when I played a lot more and was chasing it more for a living, I practiced left-handed shots. I turned my wedge over upside down and hit 20-30 yard pitch
shots. In case
shots.
You needed it.
Yep, in case I needed it. And I did it regularly. And you know, so today even I'm not afraid to pull that out of the bag if I really need it. I did it enough in my past. It's not totally uncomfortable. I don't practice as much anymore, but with that, you know, being said, they practice, you know, regularly doing those sorts of things, and if they don't practice it, they won't do it.
Right.
Just like hitting a hybrid out of the fringe, you got to practice that shot.
Yes, yeah.
You just can't pull a hybrid out and...
I've never practiced that. I will never do that on the golf course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yep. Just because I haven't practiced it. You know, I'm not saying it's
either.
A bad shot, so I think it's a good shot. I never needed it. I like my 8-iron in that case and don't feel like I need the hybrid shot, and I'm good at it, mm-hmm. and so I'm comfortable that way, so I've never tried the hybrid and I've never practiced it.
Two other things here, by the way, 319-366-1600 before we get to a break here. The putt that hung.
Yeah.
So many people, they've asked us, how long do you have to wait? When does it get into the gray area as far as a penalty is concerned? There was no gray area in that one. That was, everything was legit.
Right.
Kind of explain that
he
a little
bit. He took
a bit
of a stroll.
So I didn't bring
he took a
rule a
stroll.
Book. So don't quote me on the exact time part of the rule, but it's a reasonable amount of time to get up to the hole and take a look at it.
That is when your time starts? Or is it when the stroke has been made?
There's no exact time. There's no like 10 second or 15 second rule or anything like that. It's a reasonable amount of time is the way I believe it reads. And so don't quote me. I don't have my rule book with me. But so as you walk up, if that's a 30 footer, a reasonable amount of time is walking up to that 30 footer and taking a look at it and, you know, circling the hole a little bit and, you know, realizing, okay, that's not going to drop. Then you gotta go tap that thing in. And so it goes, it's in a reasonable amount of time. So if that's a 2-footer, that reasonable amount of time is a much shorter time period.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Another question about golf balls, Brian, 3560. I see first generation Pro V1 around occasionally, and I like that ball a lot. It seems softer. What's the difference between that ball and the current Pro Vs?
So if you're talking about last year's generation, those two Pro VXs did not change. So you can actually get a pretty good deal. I shouldn't say that out loud too much, but I'm sure there's still product out there and Titleist wants to move it anyway. But last year's generation to this year's Pro V1X, there really is relatively no change to it. The Pro V did change. So the new Pro V is a little faster ball, flies a tad bit higher than the previous. And it did change. So if you're a Pro V player, not the Pro VX, there's a chance you may like that better. There's a possibility.
Rick and I were talking about how much fun it is to play in the fall.
Right.
And it brought to mind the leaf rule.
Rick and I kidded about it. No, lost ball is not a penalty to me.
Is that?
In leaves.
Is it, just a gentlemanly agreement between Rick and I? Don't want to play that. Is there any such rule?
Well, just like there's no such thing as a sand trap, it's a bunker. Right? And there's no such thing as winter rules. You won't find that in the rule book either, which means you can roll the ball and move it around. And so that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. However, they call it winter rules.
Sure.
I'm not so sure that's not a Midwest thing.
I think it might be a Midwest thing.
Yeah, and then the leaf rule. There's no such thing as a leaf rule either.
Sure there is.
However,
there will be, right, Rick?
Right.
10 seconds to look and then move on. No penalty.
So I agree with you, though, that those are fun ways to play golf. And any way that you can make golf more fun for you, I am totally in for that. So if it means you're giving yourself a preferred lie every time you go find your golf ball, I am all in for that. The issue is that if you get into a tournament and they don't allow preferred lies, the game is going to change for you.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And it's going to be a lot different. You're going to have some lies where you're going, that doesn't look so good. And you got to know how to play those.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're learning to play or you're just out to have fun and you're not going to play tournament golf, I think that's great. You should play preferred lie all the time.
Sure.
Enjoy the game.
Yeah.
And same thing for the leaf roll. So, you know,
Mark's point yesterday was there are leaves out there right now.
There is.
They're in the tree.
But not like October or November.
No, when they're in the fairway.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. And you know you hit your ball in the fairway, but you can't find it. Or you hit your ball 2 feet into the rough and you can't find it.
Right.
And the rough's mode is just there's so many leaves, you just can't find your ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should play a leaf roll. Enjoy the game. Have fun at it. Don't the game is already hard.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you all play it anyway. It's a mean game and just it punishes you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We got some more questions. I got another thing that happened in the PGA to talk about. So we'll come back with more Caddy Smack right after this here on KGYM.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
This Saturday, join Cargill and the Colonels for a special night for Special Olympics Iowa. During the game, browse the huge silent auction on the concourse to benefit Special Olympics Iowa. The gates open at 5:30, and bidding will run throughout the game on Iowa and Iowa State merchandise and tickets, spa packages, restaurant gift certificates, and other local items and sports memorabilia. Following the game, enjoy fireworks sponsored by Special Olympics. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Back with you here on Caddy Smack, final segment for the year. Thanks to Brian for joining us all throughout the year and all the great guests we've had and the sponsorship and all your interaction with us as well. But there's more interaction, right, Mark?
There is indeed. And question, we were talking about Ramshot. 0190 wants to know if it's legal for a right-handed player to carry a left-handed club in their bag.
You can. You just have to have 14
be
clubs.
Be within 14?
Yeah. Yep. And that includes your putter. I get that question a lot, too. Does that include my putter?
Yep.
Yes,
that's
it does.
Club.
It's a club.
It makes sense because some right-handed players putt left-handed and vice versa.
They do. So, yep. That's not uncommon.
Yeah.
I tried it. It didn't work real well on long putts. Short putts were really good, but anyway, we've crossed that bridge. Back to the PGA. There was a great exchange between...
Yeah.
Ian Poulter and a rules official.
Okay, I missed that.
Oh, you missed that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, alive. Because he was playing with Jordan Spieth on Sunday.
Right.
And lost a ball in a hazard. And everybody was in the group, Jordan Spieth, Ian Poulter. They all said, they were trying to tell them that this ball had to go into the hazard. And they were trying to convince him. And the rules official at first wouldn't have anything to do with it. Eventually, they all won out. But, you know, the rules are there to help you.
Well, yes.
The fact of the matter is, though, if you remember, the rules official relented.
Right.
And then they, after the time limit,
yes.
They found his ball outside the hazard.
Yeah.
So there was that dynamic as well.
But after 5 minutes,
yes.
It's
doesn't
done.
Matter. It doesn't it's matter. It's done. Yeah. Whatever it's the done. Ruling was made, yeah. And especially if there's a rules official there, then it is over.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was right there. But it was interesting because, you know, Jordan Spieth was trying to help out his fellow player and keep the integrity of the tournament. Now, if Jordan had a different look at it, say he thought that the ball didn't make the hazard and they just couldn't find it.
That's a lost ball.
He's got to say it.
You're right.
But he was very adamant about helping and said, oh, that ball had to get to the hazard at that point.
So. Yeah. So in that case, you know, you're not making any friends when you do that. You know, by any means, but if that's what you thought you saw, that's what you thought you saw.
Right.
And you have to say that. And I think Jordan would if that was the case.
Or anybody.
And, right. And sometimes, you know, you all see the same thing because you're basically standing in the same spot off the tee box or wherever you hit that shot from. And you say what you thought you saw, you know, and that's really what it is. So the integrity of the game is still there.
Of course, we all can't see 20 feet in front of us when we're hitting the golf balls.
Right.
That hurts, man.
Right. That's because this circle's getting old. Yeah.
That's why I switched to the yellow ball this year.
That's right.
I can see it.
Right. Yeah. But in this case, you know, they used that part of the game where it says, you know, this is what we saw. That's what happened. And you have to go by that. And that's what they did. And that's what they went by. And even though they found out later they were wrong, once they made that ruling, that's the ruling.
Yep, indeed. And we got about a minute left here. And Brian, again, a big thanks from all of us for you coming up, helping out. Yep. And,
my pleasure. It's fun every year.
You got me under 80 again. Thank you.
I know. In competition, I think that's the greatest thing.
Yeah, that was. And we're climbing the ladder, man.
I love it.
So we'll get together. And if people want to get, I mean, we had the text about getting in touch with you or any of the local professionals. By all means, do so.
Definitely, because your questions are great. And your local golf professional at your club that you go to, if they aren't experts at it, they know the expert at it in your area. So ask them the same questions you're asking us and get yourself fit. It's not expensive to be fit. Your equipment doesn't cost any more to be fit. Yet if you're playing a couple times a week or even once a week, that's a lot of time you're spending on the golf course. Go get yourself fit, have fun at the game and enjoy it and play it the way you want to play it because it's fun to be out there.
And we'll get out and play. All right. Yes. That's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM. For Mark and Brian and Rick, Scott Unash saying thank you very much for joining us.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks and 7.